just this picture frame. Kia ora, and welcome to episode one of From the Pit with me, Ruben Raj, the Some Bizarre Monkey himself, and my co-host and partners in photography, DJ Funky Pancake, Dave Simpson, and Maisie Riera.
Hi everyone, this is Dave, and get ready to talk music and photography with us for From the Pit.
Hello, this is Maisie, and yeah, I'm super excited to dive into some creative topics.
So, Funky Pancake, what do we have lined up for our very first show today?
Well, since it's our first show, we're going to talk about how and why we started this radio show, and we can tell our listeners what they can expect from the next few shows.
Fantastic. I was kind of waiting for Maisie to interject, but in fact, it was sort of me. I was supposed to play that song.
Too polite.
So before we start, I actually want to share a song. In fact, all the songs that we share on our show are going to be unique and special because they will be hopefully somehow tied related to photography and cameras. So here is our first song to our listeners. It's suitably called Aperture.
Come to rest.
was a beautiful track there called Aperture by the band Sleeping at Last from Illinois. And that was a musical project by singer-songwriter Ryan O'Neill.
Welcome back. You are with us from the Pit on 104.6 FM, streaming live over the internet. Since this is our very first show, we wanted to share some background about how we came to be a radio show all about music and photography.
Yeah, that's right. So last year, we had a shared idea that we should celebrate some of this music photography that we're out doing every week and celebrate the faces behind the cameras who work relentlessly in different music venues to capture the excitement and memorable, that's easy for me to say, moments during music concerts and shows across New Zealand. And this resulted in a print exhibition that we held during New Zealand Music Month at Flying Out Record Store on Pitt Street in Auckland, as well as a small exhibition we had of prints at the Kew Theatre. And altogether we had 20 photographers, but all based in New Zealand, who exhibited their images during the month-long music exhibition, which was called From the Pit.
And after the end of the New Zealand Music Month and our exhibition, I think we also wanted to continue, the celebration of music photography and by doing the show, you know, and we thought that we could give the many faces behind the camera a voice, and a voice to now share our inspirations and aspirations in this world of photography.
And there are loads of people whom we have to thank for helping us get here. But before that, another song.
That was Pictures of You by The Cure, a band I've not yet managed to photo, but I really would like to. And that's from Disintegration, which is 30 years old the band there. That's shocking, isn't it? Makes me feel old. Well, thank you for joining us from The Pit, streaming live and over the airways at 104.6 FM. Now, for the exhibition, we had some awesome sponsors, and I'd just like to run through those now, if I may.
Oh, please.
So we'd
please
like
do.
To thank Spark for supporting us financially so we can actually hold the exhibition. Dylan from Independent Music New Zealand, Kath, Rodney and Willa from New Zealand Music Commission. They were just fantastic for their enthusiasm and endless support as we went from a germ of an idea to an actual physical thing on the walls. It was quite amazing.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Dylan.
Indeed.
Thank you, Kath. You're the
and,
best.
And Flying Out, who actually hosted the print exhibition. That was an awesome place in their
it
little
was.
Back room there. Just if you were going to choose a venue to have it in Auckland, they were
right,
definitely
okay,
the right
Road.
Place. And a big shout out to Matthew Crawley, who supported us all the way through
oh,
as well.
Yeah. He's the best.
Kate from a Q Theatre. So we weren't expecting this, but we actually ended up having 7 images hanging on the red wall in Q Theatre for the whole of New Zealand Music Month and a couple of weeks before. So that was totally awesome. And they were and a couple of those got signed by the musicians as
oh,
well.
Yeah,
which
it is, yes.
That was pretty special. For Lorenzo and the team at the Black and White Box, who did some totally amazing high quality prints and frames for us. One of the things that we said right from the start was we wanted it to be like a proper exhibition because it's a proper sort of serious art form.
Yes.
So we thought we want to get these pictures looking like there's a proper gallery, and it certainly was. So that was brilliant. And also Phantom Bilstead stickers. They did 2 absolutely giant posters of 2 of the pictures. Namihi's image down in Hamilton and Ginny in Auckland, and they just look totally brilliant.
They were
and,
amazing.
And seeing the photographers standing just yeah. At the feet of their giant pictures were just brilliant. So that was definitely one of the highlights for me of the exhibition.
That's right. And for everyone, if you want to go and catch those news and photos behind the scenes, yeah, check out From the Pit on Facebook. We actually do have a Facebook page. It's From the Pit NZ. So check it out because we have lots of news all about photography and the photographers and our shared love for music.
And actually, if you want to see the pictures as well and get the contact details for the photographers, then fromthepit.co.nz.
There you go. Yeah. And I also want to thank all the venues, because the venues across Aotearoa, I mean, you are the ones that keep live music going. We don't have enough venues, but whatever we have, you guys rock. And all the band and the tour managers and the promoters too, who allow and support us photographers to do our thing from the pit. And to all those amazing musicians out there who you inspire us with your music, so keep on going. And how can I forget, you know, all the independent music websites and the blogs who promote music and photography with really no financial gain. Believe me, there's no money to be made there. Special shout out here to music.net because they just celebrated 20 years. I mean, can you imagine that? 20
wow.
years, right? And they champion New Zealand artists particularly. I mean, yeah. Hats off to them, really hats off. Ambient Light, Libel Music, Radio 13, Under the Radar, and so much more. All the sites that we just love music and we try our best to help promote the artists. We have an absolute fantastic community of photographers who are really our second and sometimes primary family, because we get to hang out all the long hours together in darkened rooms and the pit. And whatever is said in the pit, well, sometimes we do share it.
There's a radio show about it.
Now there is. Yeah, it's fantastic. But last and definitely not least from all of us here in the studio, we want to recognize and thank our significant others, our families, our friends, and our pets who often go not seeing us. You know, we spend all our nights out with our camera gear, and they have to put up with us coming home like vampires, you know, creeping in and editing all our photos to meet those deadlines that we have for publication. So we love you. We really love you. Our best to you.
So many late nights there. My goodness. to all those that have mentioned, and so many more who continue to show their love and support for the music, photography and community and everything, thank you so much. And here's a song for all of you by Ray LaMontagne called Wouldn't It Be a Lovely Photograph.
Breathe.
That's a brilliant song there by Ray LaMontagne. Wouldn't it be a lovely photograph? So if you just join us, welcome. You are with me, Ruben, Dave and Maisie from The Pit on 104.6 FM. And we are also streaming over the internet at planetaudio.org.nz. Let's find out here, Dave, what concerts did you do in the last few weeks and how was the experience there?
Yeah, so interestingly, I've applied for about five different shows over the last couple of weeks and not got any approvals. So that's interesting and probably a subject we could talk about at a future show. But anyway, I've done a couple recently. The Monkees was interesting. But just before that, I did Nina Nesbitt, and she's a bit of a sort of teen sensation from the UK, I think.
Oh,
is that
interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know, actually.
And so there was a big queue as I drove across. So I was thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be tricky to get down, because it was at the Tuning Fork, which often doesn't have a photo pit. So I was a bit worried how I was going to kind of squeeze to the front with all these sort of very enthusiastic teenage fans. But when I got into the venue, and lo and behold, there was a kind of a bit of a crush down the front. But as I walked closer, the security guards, who we kind of get to know the security guards well, of course, and they said, "Don't worry." And then they just basically said to these girls at the front, "Can you just step back two steps?"
Oh, really?
And they just all did.
Wow.
So rather than having a big metal fence, to try and keep them away from the artist and allow us some space to work in between, they just voluntarily step back. So
that often happens.
Doesn't often happen, but I think it's just great credit to the security guards because of the way that they handled that. But also all the fans themselves, they're it's a New Zealand thing. They're just so great and so friendly, and everyone's kind of looking out for each other. So that was like a real highlight. Photo wise, it's always great in the Tuning Fork. The light's always great, so that was a good show.
Oh, yeah, the lights are always good at the Tuning Fork.
Just walking up and down sort of in front of these people who were just standing there. It's like, great.
Who is this dude?
Yeah.
How amazing. What have you been up to?
I did the Monkees with Dave, actually, as well, a couple weekends ago.
Oh, I was not there. You know, I'm the some bizarre monkey, right?
I know. At the Monkees. But yeah, I think my favourite gig that I've shot this year was definitely Idols earlier in the year. I think it was in January, I believe. And it was just crazy. Their energy is insane. They're just jumping around stage and they're like screaming such positive energy things at you and like, punk voices. It's insane.
Wow.
And it was one of those ones where you're kind of, so much luck is involved. You're just hoping you're in the right spot at the right time and get the right image and that your camera picks it up.
Where was this again?
Tuning Fork.
Ah, Tuning Fork.
So good lighting again as well. Yeah. And there was a pit there that time, which I was very, very pleased about because the crowd was also full of energy.
Excellent.
And having a good time.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I actually last week, it wasn't last week, a few Sundays ago, I traveled all the way down to Papakura because I really like Kendall Elise and her band, the Belgraves. So this was a really special show because Kendall is actually from Papakura, and the album Red Earth, which is her debut album, contains songs with memories linked and tied to the town itself. And so she played in this little cool little theatre called Hawkins Theatre. Little cozy place, lights were, I think it's really mainly used for theatre, so the lights were really good as well. And there was no pit, but the front row of the stage was empty because everyone sat a bit back so they could enjoy the view. So here we go again, me climbing all over the place, practically crawling from one end to the other, trying to get the shots without obstructing the audience. So, but that was good. I mean,
I saw your shots; they were awesome, and I seen also Kendall's been sharing them as well.
Right.
And there's nothing better
so nice
than an artist who enjoys them so much that they, they're kind of not only sharing them but also saying, oh, "Great photographer behind it as well."
Always
Kendall's so good with that. So, and I must say, it was sometimes quite touching to see how emotional that she got, because this is her hometown, right?
Yeah.
Her crowd. So that was actually quite awesome. And what do we have coming up in New Zealand? I just wanted to share with everybody, I found out that the World Press Photo Exhibition, and which all three of us are actually invited to attend, right?
So very excited.
We're going to go to that. So that's happening at the Smith & Coe's down in Queen Street, Auckland, from the 29th of June to the 28th of July. And if those of you who don't know, this exhibition features the international sort of current affairs photography and people that are press photographers at the top of their game. And I am actually going to invite the curator, Ewan, to come over and share a little bit on our show.
Excellent.
I hope she can make it on the Sunday. If not, I might have to pre-record, but I'll share it nonetheless. Tickets $15 weekdays, $12 for students, and $20 during the weekends. And the proceeds from the entry fees will be donated to Rotary Club of Auckland Charities.
Excellent. It's awesome. It's an awesome little venue up there as well.
I've never been up there before.
Well worth nipping to the toilets, because you're going to... I just love it in there.
The view?
Yeah. I think really? Seeing out the window. Maybe it's the men's toilets, maybe it's female. Or maybe I'm thinking about some different venue, but it's awesome.
I will. I'll be sure to check out the toilets when we go.
You know, the other thing about toilets, right?
Sorry, I'm taking us down a very strange
patch. But Auckland Town Hall. I mean, you got to go check out the toilets in Auckland Town Hall, absolutely. Because that porcelain, that sort of tile look, right? And it was quite cool.
It's not quite the pit that I was thinking of. The photos from the pit.
So, I think we're coming close to our 30-minute mark, which is what we wanted to try out, actually, for our first few shows and see how it goes. But, Dave, why don't you tell us what we're going to expect in the next shows to come?
Yeah, so... I'm just going to look on the list here. So we're trying to probably get some of the photographers who are involved in the exhibition, get them come in and talk about some of their experiences and what it's like to capture some of that live music photography. And generally, we're trying to get people excited about both music and music photography especially.
Mm.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm going to try and get Ewan in to talk a little bit about the World Press Photography Exhibitions, since she curated this one, and I know she has some fantastic stories to share.
Mm, yeah, so we also plan to invite, you know, and interview all the cool cats in the music scene, some of the musicians and stuff, hopefully, as well. And also, with any good radio show, we'll do some giveaways and competitions and bits, and take callers during our shows as well, so we can hear from you guys and hear your thoughts and opinions.
Take callers. Oh,
yeah. This is next level.
Yeah, totally next level. Can you imagine all people calling in and saying, hey, what is this M thing on my camera? What does this do? M for monkey. That's what I always say. Actually, I also want to take this time here to talk a little bit about what Dave is also doing. Dave, you're doing some street photography workshops, right?
Yeah, so at some point we should introduce ourselves and explain what we do at a future show.
We have a bit of time.
I, as well as doing music photography, I do teach people photography. So awesome. There's New Zealand Photography Tours is the organisation I do it through. And I do...
Didn't Nikita come on one?
Yes, in fact, she came on yesterday morning. We did Auckland...
Oh, good on Nikki. Yeah.
So Auckland Streets, I think it's .com, Auckland Street. Anyway, Google Auckland Streets, I should know my own domain name. And that's, probably about once every couple of months, we do a session in town where we meet up and then we go for a wander around the streets looking for people to photo. So it's all about how you can take photos of people who, just in the street, but do it respectfully in a way that's not going to annoy people and actually celebrating people rather than, you know, sort of being abusive or anything. But I also teach basic photography and a sort of end-to-end workflow using Lightroom and Photomechanic and the kind of the tools.
Awesome. That's quite comprehensive.
Because once we finish shooting, obviously you've got potentially hours ahead of you doing the editing. So I can kind of really shrink that down if you're quite sort of slick.
Yep. There you go. And Maisie, you also work with Anthology, right? Who kind of also hosts some fantastic gigs.
Yeah, Anthology is, I think, the newest music venue around in Auckland at the moment. And they're just really cool, starting out and getting some really cool people down there. And so I do a lot of photography for them, and I also do their social media, which is a good gig.
Okay.
Cool. So yeah.
And what? They've recently got the jazz club, the creative jazz club as well?
Yeah, that's a really cool one. So every week on Wednesdays, they have weekly jazz nights hosted by the Creative Jazz Club of Aotearoa, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I must say, I mean, I've been to Anthology K Road since the very start, and they have progressively improved their sound, right?
Yeah. The sound guys there are really good. They really know what they're doing, and you can always tell whether it's the Anthology sound guys or the artist sound guys.
But I must say, if we can get a bit more light, I think.
Oh,
please,
my goodness. I'm trying. The lighting there is a long road, but progress has been made.
Yeah. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Hopefully.
You have to go sneak that one in.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. Well, hopefully next time we definitely have to go. The three of us have to get together and decide who we want to kind of invite to the next show so we can get a bit of a dialogue going.
Mm.
But this is our first show. And if you need to find us or listen to us live, we are on every 5 to midday on Sunday, 104.6 FM, and streaming live as well over the internet at planetaudio.org.nz/from the pit. You're going to hear some wild and wacky stories and some special photo music as well from our little community, and we all share the strong bond and common love for music.
Beautiful. Until next time, this is Ruben, Dave and Maisie signing off and hoping you will join us next Sunday.
See you again.
Ta-ta.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or warm, they give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all the world to a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an Nikon camera, I love to take a photograph, so mama don't take my phone away. All the girls I knew when I was single, brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white. Oh, the drone, they give us the night.